This news update is being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for a friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. By Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. The Trump administration is ending the federal government's annual report on hunger in America, saying it had become, quote, overly politicized and rife with inaccuracies. The decision comes 2.5 months after President Trump signed legislation sharply reducing food aid to the poor. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that what Trump calls the, quote, big, beautiful bill means 3 million people would not qualify for food stamps, also known as SNAP benefits. Luigi Mangione's lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. They argued in court papers on Saturday that authorities prejudiced his case by turning his arrest into a, quote, Marvel movie spectacle and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. Fresh from a legal victory that eliminated terrorism charges in Mangione's state murder case, his lawyers are now fighting to have his federal case dismissed. Federal prosecutors have until October 31st to respond. The Ohio Department of Transportation has approved a permit for the construction of a new stadium for the Cleveland Browns. The proposed stadium would be built in Brook Park, next to Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. The Browns are looking to begin construction next year and start playing in their new home in 2029. That would follow the completion of their 30-year lease at their lakefront stadium in downtown Cleveland. The Transportation Department initially rejected the permit, citing height concerns, but it announced Thursday that it had waived the height limit after talking with the Browns' ownership group. Sudden heavy rains east of Los Angeles unleashed mudslides that plowed into homes and trapped drivers for hours on roadways, while authorities say floodwaters swept away a vehicle carrying a father who was later rescued and his 2-year-old son who had drowned. Authorities say the mudslides affected Forest Falls, Oak Glen, and Potato Canyon in San Bernardino County on Thursday. A group of about 10 people traveling in at least 6 vehicles was stranded on State Route 38 and near the San Bernardino National Forest. The group was stuck for about 10 hours. No one was hurt or needed medical attention. The route was still closed as of Friday. The mudslides happened after heavy rain. Dick Ebersole has had a major impact on television, creating Saturday Night Live in 1975 and Sunday Night Football on NBC in 2006. Both shows are celebrating milestones, with SNL marking its 50th season earlier this year and Sunday Night Football now in its 20th. Sunday Night Football has been the top-rated primetime show for 14 consecutive seasons. The show introduced innovations such as flex scheduling and a musical opening. Ebersole's vision and collaboration with the NFL helped make SNF a cultural phenomenon. Despite leaving NBC Sports in 2011, Ebersole's influence on storytelling and presentation remains strong. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
If you were told the lock on your door will break on a certain date, you'd replace it ahead of time, right? Well, something similar will happen soon to your computer if it's still using the Windows 10 operating system. On October 14th, Windows 10 computers will no longer receive security patches. Microsoft has set that date for Windows 10 to become obsolete, which will open the door to hackers, malware, viruses, and spyware. So now you're asking what you can do to stay protected. The answer is to upgrade your existing computer to Windows 11, if it's capable. Not sure if you can upgrade? Visit the AVS Tech Team. We'll provide you with options free of charge. If you need a new computer to stay secure, the Tech Team has a selection of capable and affordable desktops and laptops. Stop by our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky today, or give us a call at 888-282-4943. AVS Tech Team, serving your technology needs since 2008.
In state news, a Michigan judge will consider pausing millions of dollars in taxpayer money that lawmakers approved for two baseball stadiums that an advocacy group believes violate the Michigan Constitution. George Brock Schwartzel, during a Tuesday hearing in the State Court of Claims, said he would rule by the end of the year on a motion by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy to temporarily halt the grants. Last year, lawmakers narrowly approved a budget that included $2.5 million for the Lansing Lugnut Stadium and another baseball field in Utica. The Mackinac Center argues lawmakers violated the Michigan Constitution. Haas Young Kim homered and drove in two runs as the Atlanta Braves won their eighth straight game with a 6-2 win over the slumping Detroit Tigers on Sunday to sweep the series. The Tigers went 0-6 on their last homestand of the season, losing by a combined score of 36-14. They have lost 9 of their last 10 as their lead in the American League Central has dropped to 1 game over the Cleveland Guardians. Spencer Strider pitched 5 scoreless innings, allowing 6 hits and 3 walks while striking out 6. Casey Mize gave up 3 runs on 5 hits and 3 walks in 5 2/3 innings. The Braves scored a run in 3 straight innings, and the Tigers could not get the key hit they needed. The game was delayed 27 minutes by rain during the 7th inning stretch. Detroit heads to Cleveland for a pivotal 3-game series beginning Tuesday evening. Ford Motor Company is taking a drive down the road in a couple of months. The venerable car maker is moving its headquarters for the first time in 7 decades, relocating to a newly constructed building 3 miles away in its longtime home of Dearborn. The new 2.1 million square foot structure formally will be called Ford World Headquarters when it opens in November. It is part of a larger campus that will take the name of the current HQ, Henry Ford II World Center. The new HQ is 5 to 10 minutes away and designed to enhance collaboration and innovation by co-locating corporate leadership with design and engineering teams. It places 14,000 employees within a 15-minute walk of the main building. It will feature 6 design studios, a 160,000-square-foot food hall accessible to all Ford employees, wellness rooms, mother's spaces, and 300-plus tech-enabled meeting rooms. Justice Haynes rushed for 149 yards and broke one of number 21 Michigan's 3 long touchdown runs in a 30-27 win over Nebraska Saturday, extending the Cornhuskers' losing streak against ranked opponents to 28 games. Bryce Underwood was just 12 of 22 passing for 105 yards in his first Big Ten road game, but scored the Wolverines' first touchdown on a 37-yard run. Dylan Raiola's 52-yard Hail Mary to Ja'Cory Barney Jr. for a touchdown to end the first half tied it at 17 and gave the Cornhuskers momentum heading into the third quarter, but Michigan iced the game with its run game. Michigan has a bye in Week 5 before hosting Wisconsin in Week 6. And I'll take a look at your local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
In local news, On Saturday morning at approximately 9 a.m., the body of Raymond L. Babbitt of Owendale was located. Personnel and equipment from Christian Aid Ministries, or CAM, which is an all-volunteer search and rescue group, local firemen, and the Huron County Sheriff's Department staged at the Owen Gage School campus to search again for the victim. About an hour and a half into the search, Babbitt, who was last seen Monday, September 15th, was located by a CAM team. He was found in a cornfield off 3rd Street, unfortunately deceased. Quote, an investigation by our office and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office determined the fatal gunshot wound found on the victim was self-inflicted. It is very likely he took his life as far back as Monday the 15th, said Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen in a press release. The Red Hawk Wellness Center in Cass City School is ready for to serve youths again this year. The Cass City School District was the only school in Tuscola County that was awarded funding to operate a health service program. The clinic is available to any student in the district between the ages of 3 and 26 years old. The center is staffed this year by nurse Kathy Schutte and social worker Maddie Peters. The district was among 26 schools that the MDHHS awarded a total of $2.4 million in funding to develop a health service program 3 years ago. Also, the district was awarded a $450,000 construction grant from the MDHHS to develop the clinic. Of that funding, $75,000 was used for the planning of the clinic. A few of the healthcare services the clinic provides is first aid, health education, and mental health. The plan is to have the clinic's webpage up and active this week. The Bad Axe City Council approved the purchase of some equipment during Monday's city meeting. Approval was given to purchase a new hook assembly from Caterpillar for $1,088 for the DPW. During discussion about the purchase, it was noted it could be used by the new Cat loader. The DPW was allowed to purchase a new 2,500 PSI hose for the vac truck for $2,014. During the meeting, Huron County Commissioner John Hunt provided a brief summary of what the County Board of Commissioners have been doing. Commissioners are in the process of reviewing the concerns residents have about the solar ordinance, labor negotiations, and how fellow Commissioner Steve Vaughn was able to settle a regulation issue so the county could receive the funds for senior meal services from Region 7 Area on Aging. And I'll take a look at more news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
Are you in the market for a new tractor? Now's the time to thank John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Huge savings and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Now's the perfect time to save big on a new John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 84 months. That's right, no matter the size, John Deere has the tractor for you. Select 1E, 2R, and 3D compact tractors are available with 0% financing for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 72 months on the 1025R compact utility tractor. John Deere Select Hero 1023E, 3025D, 3025E, and 4044M tractors are 0% financing for 84 months. These offers are only valid till November 2nd, 2025. So visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertram, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
In other news, several improvements have been done to facilities in the Unionville-Seaboyne Area School District recently, and some are still being done. Over the summer, some new doors were installed. Mauer Electric worked on emergency power for the daycare wing and offices. Another upgrade was adding more lighting in the parking lot. The wiring for the poles has been completed, but the arrival of the poles have been delayed. According to Superintendent Josh Hahn, the poles were scheduled to arrive last week. Hahn also noted new fencing has been put up around the sewer pumps and the elementary garden. In other matters, the district has implemented two new platforms, Parent Square for communication and ReTrack for online payments. Both systems are designed to enhance efficiency, improve parent and community engagement, as well as streamline the administrative process. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And WLEW and WHST currently have no obituaries to report as of 6 p.m. today, Sunday, September 21st, 2025. For a complete list of written Thumb Ray obituaries anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. By Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy, Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.